No.
Yeah, okay.
I will just state for the record that Bill Camp is here, Gene Burnett's here, and Rich Finney.
Okay. Great, so actually this agenda does call for pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Any comments from the public on items that are not on the agenda?
Oh, okay, Michael. Michael Warburton from the Public Trust Alliance. I guess skeleton crew here knows I've been trying to be helpful for about 5 years now. And what I'm really thinking is the window is really closing for positive leadership in dealing with the Monterey County water situation. And I don't know if it's ever been anything that's been on the agenda of the Monterey Water Authority, but things are changing, and the climate is changing, and the same tired arguments cannot be used decade after decade. It's time now for, well, I know we've got some city leadership and some regional leadership here. Thinking about the Monterey community and what it is, and meeting here in the Water Management District. It had a really, really inspiring start, but it's gotten lost in politics, and I think it's time for people to, mayors especially, to invite their constituents to talk about some of the problems facing the Monterey community as it adapts to the future and as infrastructure is put up to serve for the next 50 to 70 years. What's being discussed here is stupid, it's vulnerable, it places risk on people who should not have risk placed on them, and it's too late for just powering ahead. And it is time for leadership and public discussion of issues, and I hope that makes it onto the agenda at some point.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing none, we'll move on to our first item, which is presentations. And there you go.
Good afternoon, Ian Crooks with CalAIM. Thank you. So I'm going to provide a brief update on the test well. And I guess assuming everybody can see that, if I can see it, so. I'm going to skip through these. We'll come back to that later. Here we go. So this is the dashboard that we plan to use again to keep everybody informed of the latest on the test well. So the test well is still running. No issues at the test well, and salinity continues on its upward trend. I produced this slide that was on 5/14. It was at approximately 28,000 and a half TDS. And I just checked it today coming out, and it's slightly above that today. It continues again on its upward trend. So we'll just continue to update that as we go along. Pump rate is still 2,000, no inland drawdown effects, and water quality still remains good.
Can you translate that into percentage?
Yeah, so 28,000 is about 83 to 85%, depending on items.
And your goal is 96?
96%. But when we started this well, we were down in the 70s, lower 70s, so we've gradually continued to increase this. And also shown there is, on 422 is when the long-term pumping started. That's faded out, and that was 26,000 then. So in 22 days, we've gone up a good 2,500 parts. And that trend is continuing, so we'll see where we go. And again, I watch it every day. I can watch it online. And really, that's a conversion from electrical conductivity is how you measure it. And so I see that every day. And just, I can visually see that every couple of days or so, the number starts sticking higher, and it starts sticking higher. So the trend is definitely continuing. Okay. So I wanted to do that. If anybody has any questions, I have one other thing I want to present on the wells. If anybody has any questions.
Hi. Do I have this? I do have a question on the format of the chart. I know when this came before the Regional Water Authority, we had suggested that it be a timeline type chart, a line chart, so that people can see very vividly the upward progress. Okay. And would really recommend that as kind of a future version of how to present. Snapshot in time leaves all the questions that we just asked.
Sounds good. So I'll take out the blue, and we'll substitute that as a line chart. The trend chart is what you're asking.
Yeah,
trend. Yeah, so we'll take the blue out and put in a trend chart.
Okay. This is good.
Yeah, that works.
Thanks.
Good one. Thank you. Okay, so what I wanted to have a discussion about too on this topic is the source wells for the full production facility. Based on timelines, again, later on the agenda, we'll be discussing some RFPs and RFQs that we're looking at, but I also wanted to bring forward that we will be coming to the governance committee sort of on this timeline that I laid out here on RF request for proposals or bids for the actual full production wells. So my plan would be to come forward with a Cal-Am notification on the August meeting to notify you that we would be going out for bids on this project. And ultimately, the goal is to have a driller with bids and secured under contract by the end of the year, in November. And then the idea is to work with that contractor as we move forward into 2016 and start looking at a time frame when we could actually start the project. We've got to talk about rigs and long lead items and everything else, so we need to start pre-planning activities with our contractor. So that's what I wanted to add to the wells. That's all. That's all I have on that.
Any comments from the public? Questions?
Michael Wilbert from Public Trust Alliance. Glad to see the salinity trend. I mean, that's clear. That's a major victory. It shows that wells are pulling seawater. The wrong question. And the presentation that just happened disturbed me a lot, because you talked about getting the contractor, you know, all ready to drill that well, but CEQA is a law that that people have to comply with, and that even the Public Utilities Commission has acknowledged that they have to comply with CEQA. And while it's great to be efficient, Everybody knows that this entire project could be implemented and done before a decision could be made on whether it's even needed. And this body is proceeding as if CEQA does not matter, has never mattered, and is not relevant to the Monterey community. Because the whole purpose of CEQA is to see whether a public project is going to have environmental impacts, look at what those impacts are, and alert the public to what those impacts are and why it might be worth doing the project even with those impacts and mitigating them. This entire project has been done in very deliberate obfuscation of CEQA. Now, I don't know whether that's anybody's particular aim, but it seems very important right now not to be arguing about how you can get an RFP out, but asking the question of, hey, has anyone decided that this, it doesn't have a CPCN yet, and it needs one. And CEQA compliance is important.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? All right. Bring it back. Any comments from the board? Oops, it was on.
Oh,
there it is.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to add on this, on the topic. The governance committee is set up with certain rules of how we govern the interaction between CalAmp and your respective agencies. And so we're letting you know that this is the timeline we're on, so that you know when the RFPs are coming, and that's what the intent of the committee is doing. We're certainly not in any way trying to go around CEQA. I just wanted that to be very clear.
No, I do understand that this was the process that was set up. We have to be notified, which is what the meeting today is all about.
That's right. Yeah, not, of course, no activity can be done without all the permitting and CEQA next year.
Right.
But we
exactly
have to plan for it.
Thank you.
And just the follow-up on that is the question of when does money actually start to flow. Having the RFPs out there is fine, but I assume that all permits will be in hand before we actually start spending money. Otherwise, money gets charged to ratepayers, and if we get stuck up in some way, it would be an unnecessary expense. And I think that's actually the role of the governance committee, is to make sure that money is spent as wisely as we can on this very difficult project.
That's correct.
Thank you. So we'll move to action items. Adoption of the minutes, April 27th. Any motion?
I can do that.
So that would be you and me.
I'll move that we approve the minutes.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Minutes are approved. Second item is CalAmp's notification number 6, review draft request for qualifications. Do you want to address that?
Yep. Thank you again. Ian Crooks, CalAmp. So in your package and here on the overhead, and submitted to you in this package here is our RFQ. So this would be a request for qualifications to general contractors to get contractors that can build our conveyance facilities for the Monterey Municipal Water Supply Project. And in summary, what this RFQ does is, let's skip ahead here, what it does is on page 4 of the slides, we're going out to get contractors that can do the pipelines, the reservoir, and the pump stations. And again, this is to get a list of contractors who can qualify to actually do the work, and then proceed later to an RFP. And it's a big job, but again, it's similar to the source wells that we just talked about. We need to start getting contractors lined up so that we can plan activities and have discussions with them about when we do have CEQA and all the permits in place, how do we get rolling as soon as possible. So that's the purpose of this RFQ. And our timeline again here is to release the RFQ on May 26th. Back on page 3 is the schedule. And I won't go through all the dates, but basically release it on May 26th, receive SOQs back by the end of June, and then in early July we'll have an idea of a list of contractors that can make the cut and get the job done. So that's the schedule and our purpose. And also I want to note in the RFQ there's the three provisions that we made sure that the contractors are aware of, and that's diversity goal, a local hiring goal, and that it's a prevailing wage job. So those three items in there, and they're all noted, that if they propose on the job, that's a major item that's in there. Again, we touched on, basically these are all the bid items again. I guess that's all I present last time on the whole schedule, but if we need to see that, I could go over that, but that's all I was bringing forward.
And so you're proposing to go out to 10?
No, we're going to go out to a lot more than that.
Oh,
we're going to go basically open it up, put it on the website, open it up to anybody. And there's a bunch of them, 25 or so, that we know that we're going to personally reach out to and get them, make sure they're engaged in the process.
And then is your goal to cut that down to what number?
Yeah, that's a good question. We went back and forth on that, and it's not easy because we don't know how many we're going to get. We don't know who's qualified. And because of it's somewhat of a larger scope, it's pipelines of reservoir and pump stations, we're not sure of the mix of contractors that can qualify for all of it or pieces of it. So we sort of have to wait until we see what we get in and then kind of determine what a short list. But yeah, it's probably going to be somewhere in there, 5 to 10 per job, but it depends on what we get. Because we could get somebody, say on the tanks, it's a very specific job, we may get 3 people. 2 or 3 folks. Right. So it depends.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
So I would just add that we submitted a called the CAM calendar notification number 6, and so that starts the 10-day clock for the governance committee agreement. So that was submitted on May 15th, and I think the process here is that within by 10 days from the 15th, if there's any recommendations from the board, they come to the CalAM, we would either agree with them or say why we can't do that.
In terms of the process.
In terms of what you would like to see in the RFP.
Right.
Excuse me, the RFQ.
Right.
But this is we've done this a couple times now, so I think we know what you guys are looking for, so
right.
I think we've covered that. But
seemed like it covered before.
Yeah. Right. So I just want to make sure that at least you know there's a clock right now that's running. If there's anything else you need to include in the RFQ.
Okay. And that date is May?
10 days from May 15th, so
that's right.
What is the rough magnitude of what you expect the cost of this part of the project to be?
Somewhere between $70 and $100 million.
Thank you.
Okay.
I assume you're going to open the public. The thought is kind of what action do we take to launches that letter of confirmation. I'm not familiar with that procedure.
Yeah, I think on our side, I talked with Dave Stolt and looked like everything was in order. So if we, I guess, can approve this moving forward, still the caveat is that you would have up until the 10 days to finish that out. Right. Okay,
any other comments? Open to the public. Wilbur Cooper, Public Trust Alliance. Really scary to me at this point. The county and other planning institutions have a role here. And as Rich said, there's a clock ticking. And for 20 years, legal arguments have been put forward, you know, with statements of facts. And those statements of facts have been different for 20 years. And it's been every proceeding, you know, district court, Public Utilities Commission, everywhere. There is something here in Monterey County which I don't know where it came from, but litigation can stop everything. And not only that, you can litigate anything you want to. You can say anything you want to, and if you can test another person, they have to listen to you. It's not true, and in the broader world than Monterey Peninsula, three large banks are now paying some fines, big fines, more than $1 billion each, because their culture has been arrogant and they have refused to believe that laws actually might apply to them. And putting out RFQs is fine. Okay, making sure you have time, you know, to get your P's and Q's all together is fine. But the reliance on litigation is inept. And I hope the county of Monterey knows that, and the mayors and the people who live here, that it's actually time to start talking about real issues.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. So we'll bring it back. So I believe what we're doing is essentially approving the draft request for the RFQ and realizing that the governance committee could still have input up to the 25th.
That's correct.
Okay. So do we have a motion on that?
So maybe I haven't looked close enough in the package, but do we have a draft letter at this point, or is this simply the request?
This is a request to approve the draft.
And we could. Our draft letter will be prepared.
Right.
Right.
Okay, I can prepare the draft letter.
And I'll make a motion that the Governance Committee forward to Callahan a letter in support of the CAN 6.
Right. The draft RFQ.
Right.
I will second that. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great.
Can I kind of make an ex post facto comment?
Sure.
You know, water is a scary thing. We have had a hard time saying yes for long enough to any project to get to the end, and there is always an alternative that is enticing and attractive that diverts us from a path. We're probably on the best path we've had for a long time, and I think we need to keep saying yes to that path, provided we're going through the diligent steps until something causes us clearly to have to reconsider. We've got to make something work.
I would agree with that. If we had stayed on the yes path, we would have had a dam by now. Okay. All right. Thank you. So we go to the information item, notification number 5, execution of agreements related to source water infrastructure.
Yes, so that's sort of a backward-looking can. We went through all the proper process and approvals of the, this is for the test well construction of it. And we went through all the proper motions of, the one thing that fell off that we did not submit it was a can related to that. But we did come to the governance committee, we submitted all the documents, the governance committee approved everything. We just didn't go through the can. And so that's what was in, submitted to you just as a way to button that up.
Any?
To say, as we would say, in the heat of the battle, yeah. We were trying to get a test well in when the birds were gone.
Right.
So we're trying to.
So this essentially is a summation of what was already approved.
That's right.
Right.
And the letter says such.
Questions? Comments? All right. Open it to public hearing. Anybody have any comments on that? All right, we'll close that. And are there any items for future agendas?
Just generally the one that you described that will be coming to us.
Okay. So in June, on June 9th, we would send you a can for the RFPRP for the pipelines. So maybe I could bring it up real quick just to remind everybody what that looks like, the timeline on that. So this is the timeline on that. In the blue at the top is the RFQ, and we did the can here on May 15th. Our next one will be the can on June 9th, and that'll drop down to the green. That's coming up from the RFP package. So let's give you a chance and time to review the bid package for the pipelines and all those facilities. And then once you approve that, with your comments, we'll take that and revise the agreement and then get that released by July. So that's what the timeline is. So that would be an agenda item for June, would be the RFP for the pipelines.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the test well update.
Okay. Any other comments? Receive comments from the public?
For the Public Trust Alliance, alternatives. The Peninsula will be committing, I don't know how many independent cities' public water supplies to privately owned and operated facilities. Those are public water supplies. And with no other backup. And it seems to me that it's very important, maybe, to have an open public discussion of how the Monterey Peninsula communities might get their water. Because the residents of the Monterey Peninsula communities already own the water. It's their water. According to the Constitution, the waters of California belong to the people of California. And how are you going to explain to them that they should pay not just millions, but billions in money to a private company over a long period of time, and that all this new public infrastructure is being constructed in an increasingly vulnerable coastal zone, subject to increasing storms, coastal erosion, and every bit of it is going to be subjected to salt, you know, all this infrastructure, which is very difficult to deal with. And you're committing to a future of disposal of brine in a marine resource reserve. It's unacceptable, and there should at least be an item on a future agenda of this body to actually look at feasible alternatives.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, unless there's any other recommendations from the board? Bill?
I would just like to kind of raise at least my understanding of the purpose of this group, which is related specifically to a project and the relationship with Cal-Am. The issue of alternatives will come before the Regional Water Authority with at least two of the other alternative projects having time on the agenda. What is clearly missing, and I kind of turned to the speaker,
right,
is a specific proposal for an alternative to which you allude. So far, the idea that there may be something better doesn't give us a group coming forward to share that idea in terms of what it is. And if that can be translated to something specific enough with a group behind it that's ready to do something, then there may be potential. And we can quantify the implications of that. But otherwise, we don't have any basis for that discussion without that kind of organizational commitment to doing a specific alternative, which we do have from other folks. So I would just urge that rather than expecting us to create the alternative, somebody's got to put together.
Okay. And you're suggesting that would be the Water Authority?
We can hear it if there's a, you know.
Well, we are specifically here, as
yeah,
you
but,
said.
But not here. But
to
not
look,
here.
At, the, look
right.
at this project.
But not
that's
here.
The,
hey, that,
the government.
That can be done.
Okay. So there's a suggestion. Thank you. And we are adjourned.
Thank you.